This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed. Let's see if we can. This is listener-oriented radio. It's sort of like a public broadcasting thing, right? Is there anything more annoying? Yeah, there probably are. Things more annoying, but for excuse me. I watched there a couple of old TV specials that were on PBS this weekend. I love those music specials. I can't stand T.J. Lubinsky, but I love the things that he does, all those old music, my music things. And there was a concert for George after he died with all those great musicians that also was on. And the only thing that makes it miserable is the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minute begathons that go on when they take their breaks every half hour. They go on and on and on and on and on. Right? Everybody listening who watches that stuff, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I know that I have succumbed and I bought some of this stuff to support public television because I like the music, but it's so damn annoying to sit there and watch these people go blah, 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 blah.
But
who think of themselves.
They weren't doing it and then they wouldn't get the money and then that episode you're watching wouldn't even be on.
That's what they'll tell you. But in 30 seconds, you can tell the same story that these people tell in 8 minutes. We can tell.
You can scroll across the bottom of the screen while the band's playing.
Yeah, exactly. You like this music? Call this number now. That's all. Bingo. All right, so that's enough of that. But I just am. I'm venting somewhat because, you know what? This is my radio program and I can do that. People listening, you arrogant so-and-so. Yeah. Great therapy. Why do you think I do this? This is great therapy every day. I don't have to go see a shrink. I just go, Jay's my shrink. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to the good news. A mother found a meaningful way to channel her grief. She's getting 20 defibrillators installed across her hometown after her 18-year-old son went into cardiac arrest. Did he die? I think he died, right?
He did, yeah. The defibrillator was locked away inside a school. And it's kind of like, what's the point of these things when they're in buildings that are locked?
Yeah.
You can't you can't time out accordingly when you're going to go into a cardiac arrest or have an event like that. And so she, after her son died, she didn't want it to be in vain. And so she started raising money to get some defibs to put around the town and ended up getting enough money that they could put 20 around the town.
Good.
So not only is he saving lives in the future, he also saved lives with his death because he was an organ donor and 5 of his organs were a match for people, one of them including a baby girl.
Wow, that's great. Yep. So think about others when you think about your own grief. It's a good way to get over it if you have some. For whatever the reason that I can't imagine myself. Can you? It's just impossible. Well, it is. I think for the person who hasn't gone through it, I'll say this unequivocally, that the feelings that you have losing a child, I don't think you could ever replicate unless you actually have been through it. Don't think you can do it.
Absolutely unimaginable. And we've discussed that so many times. A parent should never have to bury their child.
No. Nope. Okay, let's see what's going on. Maybe this is good news as well. Today, according to Bloomberg reports this morning, the first yacht, it's a 5-deck yacht, valued at $700 million. No, it can't be that much. There's got to be a wrong. Maybe 70. I don't know. We'll see what the auction brings. Today, there's an auction of the first Russian, big, you know, all the businessmen who have all these big yachts that are all over the place, and they've grabbed them here and there. So now I want to know what they're doing with the money. After, is it going to help go to relief in Ukraine? That sort of thing. And how do we make sure the Ukrainian crooks don't get a hold of it as well?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels good to give the old zinger to the Russian businessmen who are supporting Putin and yank their valuables. Their villas are being sold around the world and their boats and that kind of stuff. But then where is the money going? Can we please have an answer for that?
Yeah, so it's a generic, generalized term of going to support these efforts, going to help.
Yeah, no.
But there's never a breakdown. Where's the itemized document?
Yes, please. Okay, let's see what else is something of interest. Here's a father taking photos of his youngster's groin for the doctor. And he apparently instead of sending it in a private email, somehow it got into I guess it's on his Gmail. Sent the picture, and so Google flagged him as a criminal.
Oh, that's awful.
Which is awful? Google flagging him as a criminal, or the youngster having a problem with his groin, or perhaps both?
All of these.
Google is just those two squirts that run Google, they're so damn annoying, and the arrogance that all these people, Zuckerberg, these people who have gotten control of social media, you think it's so cool. We use it, certainly. We all use it. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. But it's really obnoxious. And this is an example.
Hopefully, I mean, with this thing, Google, it's still not a human being. It doesn't know the context. So it just sees that there's a photo of something specific attached and flags it, as it should, to protect others. And hopefully, whatever the repercussions are, that there actually won't be repercussions, that a human being will get involved and see that this was a father trying to help. And you are allowed to send these things to your doctors. A lot of times it's through an actual, not client customer, patient portal.
Patient, yeah, the portals.
Yes, yeah. So instead of the
email. That's why they don't have to worry about the Google thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But hopefully it is understood that this was not a malicious intent situation.
Not at all. All right, for those of you who like to have news associated with people, we'll have people in the news, including a story from Alabama that'll make your hair curl right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, so it's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. People in the news, starting with Yasmin Haider and the two people who suffered at her hands, but apparently this is not the first time this has happened. Jay, you want to take us? These were college students who were exploring the Alabama wilderness.
Yeah, Florida college students. Right before starting school again, they wanted to have one more summer adventure. Exploring the Alabama wilderness, like Doug said, and they come across this woman who said that she was having car trouble and asked if they could help, and they get out of the car to help her. Well, it turns out it was a fake car trouble situation. It was actually a robbery attempt. She pulls out the gun on the couple, Adam and Michaela, Adam 22, Michaela 20, and Adam, who has his own weapon, pulls out his gun. They essentially have this shootout. Adam is shot once, which ended up being fatal. And Adam did get a few shots fired off at this other woman, Yasmin, who was taken to the hospital and once released will be promptly arrested. But this also spurred law enforcement to look around the area where they found this off-the-grid encampment in the woods. There were two other arrests. There was a 5-year-old boy who came at the police officers with a shotgun.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. A 5-year-old boy?
Yeah.
Has a shotgun? And the police, they got it away from him, though. But yeah, what's a 5-year-old?
They told the boy to put the shotgun down. He was, quote-unquote, protecting the area, maybe. Who knows how this kid was raised?
5 years old?
But yeah, he didn't put the shotgun down until he got to the one woman who law enforcement had already ordered to the ground. And turns out that was his mom, and he was trying to get closer to her before he agreed to put the shotgun down.
These people are living in the woods, right?
It's awful, absolutely awful. And the poor girl, the girlfriend who lost her, the love of her life, just has so much guilt.
All right, here's another one. Kylie Rodney, is that how you pronounce this name?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, this was awful. She was missing for, what, about 2 weeks after attending that graduation party that we had discussed that ended up being over 200 people, a lot of teens, young adults. And the teens that were there weren't exactly cooperating with law enforcement because there was a lot of underage drinking, some drugs happening, and the law enforcement had to convince them, like, we're not after anybody. We're not going to arrest anybody for this. We're going to look the other way. Just give us whatever information you have. They weren't able to find her, but then this other dive team went to the area over this past weekend, and they scoured some of the bodies of water, and the dive team sadly did find her car, and her body was inside of it.
Okay, one more of these, and we've had enough. Jesus. All right, here's Luke Knox, a college football player. Actually, his brother plays for the Bills. His name is Dawson Knox.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing at Florida International, died because of being hurt, foul play, heat, which is
they haven't released that information. No, but they have said that they've ruled out foul play.
Okay, so was it hot where they were playing? Did he have a concussion? Because the scrimmages oftentimes are just as rough as the regular games with one team, one group, they're playing for keeps. I thought that they had softened a little bit, the rules in college. See, this is why I don't like football, and I don't know that I'm maybe jumping to conclusions here a little bit, because I don't know why the kid died, but just in general, what happens to your head when you're playing football? Right?
Well, you also have a personal story with that with your son, too.
I do,
so
yes.
It hits very close to home for you.
Yep. Yeah, it does. And I just think, I just wonder sometimes how it is that people think this is cool, especially those of you. I know lately it seems like whenever I bring up Florida, it's not with something good. I've spent a whole lot of time in Florida in my life. My folks had a place we spent, from the 1960s. Actually, I worked on a couple of radio stations there. And so this isn't necessarily about Florida, but Florida, Texas, Ohio, this time of year, as the teams are coming back, those, school has started many places and will start this week and next week, a lot of places. But before school starts, the football season, high school, college football season brings back the students early so that they can be practicing. And with the heat and other things, it could be any number of, I just think that it's, you're asking for trouble to encourage your sons to go play, and soccer is another one. It's very dangerous, and I'm not saying that lightly, for sure. All right, 21 after here.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
What the CDC has decided is most of us now, in regarding testing of COVID-19, we're doing it ourselves with these home devices, and that's why the counts are not as accurate as they once were in terms of who's testing, who has it, how many positives there are.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know.
Make my goosebumps. Here we go. Wind it up, Mariah. Can you hit this note, Jay?
Absolutely not. It won't stop me from trying.
Me either. There we go. We had Christmas in July, now Christmas in August. Bingo!
I think Christmas is already on the show. Let's just go one step further and say it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this is another one of these Mariah Carey Christmas songs based on this song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah Carey is now 53 years old. Last year, she filed an application with the Patent and Trademark Office to market herself as the Queen of Christmas.
And
God
the
bless
only
her.
Queen of Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, she wants the rights, and not just in music. She wants the rights across everywhere. So if somebody right. wants to buy their grandmother who is, you know, decorates their house into a Christmas wonderland with a sweatshirt that says Queen of Christmas, nope, yep. That would be illegal if Mariah Carey got what she wanted.
All right, so I told you the story. Last year I was driving around Hollywood, and I was following this black Rolls-Royce convertible. And I looked at the license plate, and it said Mariah. And there's this big dude driving the car. And I saw her sitting in the back seat, and I just got kind of a kick out of it, thinking, how many plays of All I Want for Christmas Is You did it take to pay for that Rolls Royce? Come to find out, last Christmas, she's made $60 million on this one song alone. Mm-hmm. Her career now has switched and turned to this being the focal point, or at least one of the main focal points. I mean, think about all the other Mariah Carey songs that there are, and there are a lot of them. She's had big hits. She had a very interesting career. I think she's a very interesting performer, frankly. But this is kind of... She had her attorney, Louis Tompros, comes from a Boston-based legal firm, file a formal declaration. This is somebody who doesn't want...
This is a Christmas artist, Elizabeth Chan. Her attorney filed to oppose this, not saying...
Darlene Love, too.
Yeah, Darlene Love, too. Because they're saying, no, not one person. No one person should be the quote-unquote queen of Christmas. Christmas is meant to be shared. Sit down, Mariah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. They've got all these big-time law firms involved in trying to... I don't know that much about Elizabeth Chan, but I know Darlene Love has a ton of Christmas songs that she did on her own and when she was with the Ronettes. And that stuff is what we hear traditionally a lot of during the Christmas season.
Second song that Mariah Carey does for Christmas that it plays second most to All I Want for Christmas Is You is Darlene Love's song, Baby Please Come Home.
Yeah, right, exactly. Baby Please Come Home. There are a lot of other great... So anyway, songs. This goes back to 1994 for her. So over her lifetime, she's made about $600 million as an entertainer. She's very, very well off. But she averages $4 to $6 million a year just in royalties for that one song.
Mm-hmm.
God love her. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a proven history of lying by the FBI against President Trump, 45 is reportedly suing the U.S. government over the FBI raid of his Florida home, claiming his constitutional Fourth Amendment protections were trounced on by the Justice Department. As the judicial branch of government seeks to keep secret the warrant authorizing the raid, President Trump wants a special master to review the warrant in its entirety. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney pointing out the department's double standard.
I mean, we learned during the Hillary Clinton email scandal that overclassification is rampant. Hillary Clinton wasn't even the former president.
For the second time, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard to assist with illegal immigrants. Bank of America is reporting rent prices in the United States are rising at the fastest pace in decades. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Like clockwork, as the FBI and the Department of Justice seek redactions for the warrant to raid President Trump's home, the leaks from the agencies to the media continue to show one side of the story. The same tactics were used when the FBI lied to the American people about Russiagate, as the FBI and the Department of Justice are being accused of trouncing the Constitution of the United States and the Fourth Amendment protections. President Trump filed a lawsuit Monday seeking the appointment of a special master. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney.
The very fact that this is how the United States Department of Justice plays its games should be front and center in a motion about a special master. That type of shenanigan is exactly what got a special master appointed in the Project Veritas case, where the FBI raided American journalists on a very flimsy pretext because of Ashley Biden's diary. And so here, similarly, I think that is actually something that can be used on the offense. It is improper for the DOJ. It is a violation of the DOJ's regulations. It's a violation of law to use the press in this manner. And frankly, even after you set aside all the hype in that article and take it at face value, so what?
3 law enforcement officers in Crawford County, Arkansas, were suspended Sunday after video emerged online of a man apparently being beaten during an arrest. 27-year-old Randall Worcester is accused of attacking a police officer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's the story of the bear who was drunk. The bear in, this happened in Turkey, as it turns out, seemed to have gotten its paws onto some mad honey.
Then the bear cub was found in the back of a truck, like a pickup truck, totally sitting like a drunk dude. Like kind of upright, legs a little bit spread. He was not having a good trip.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is. That's what I want to hear. All right, here we are to post for another day, another half hour of conversation here. The question of the day is, who? What? Where? Why? Why isn't there more good news, Jay? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, gold could hold a key to treating inflammatory bowel disease.
That is some good news.
Yes, this is good news, right, for those of you who have that. It's a very difficult condition, You get Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and there hasn't been really any cure. And a lot of times people get this and they die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it can be fatal, and it's definitely a life disruptor.
Oh, yeah. So the main treatments are drugs, and some of the drugs have, as you know, drugs are not perfect. That's why at the end of every damn drug commercial that you hear on television, there's 15 seconds of why you should use the drug and 45 seconds worth of information that would consider, I'd be looking, why would I take that? If it'll do all these bad things to me, what am I, nuts?
Well, so, it's like you're trying to do something for this organ, but it's probably the medication's going to mess up this organ over here. Or your symptoms may get worse. Like, I always find it interesting for the antidepressant medications, and then there's always in the bad side effects, it could cause depression and even further.
Yeah, it could kill yourself.
That's what you're trying to stop.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. The drug culture in this country is sick. We are sick in many different ways. All right, so anyway, these tiny gold particles effectively eliminate reactive oxygen something or other. I don't know. Do we have to go into the details of this? Because it's kind of complicated. It's kind of
scientific side of it.
Right, exactly.
It's good. It holds a key to the treatment, and it's non-invasive, and it could be cheaper. And I think that's what's great about it. And
so ask your doctor.
The nitty-gritty part.
Ask your doctor about this.
If gold is right for you.
Actually, right, yeah, exactly. I'm going to discuss this with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of our expert medical folks. You hear him every week on this program, and we also do an hour every week on most of these same stations on Good Day Health with a focus on the research that he does. So I'll ask him this question. I think that'd be a good question to ask. So if Florida, I'm getting gun-shy a little bit, pardon the pun. This guy who owns a bunch of stations down there is after us all the time because, you know, he doesn't like some of the things we're talking about for whatever the reason or how we're doing. I'm not sure. But so whenever there's something that shows up, I think to myself, do I want to talk about this or not? And we all are interested in self-preservation, so if I just don't talk about things in Florida, will that make him happy? I don't know, but I am going to talk about this. Myrtle Beach, Florida. Dateline, Myrtle Beach. Two swimmers survived a shark attack on the same day. They weren't related. Related, good duck. Related. One of them, South Carolina, and the other one is down in Florida, right? Or is this, Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yeah, see, so somebody's going to say, Myrtle Beach? Is there Myrtle Beach in Florida? Now that I ask the question.
I don't believe so. There's so many inserts. Something
I like.
Beach,
all right, so here, this is for the benefit of the guy in Florida that owns the stations. I love Delray Beach. There's something about Delray and the quaintness of it. Mm-hmm. It has an aura, an energy to it. That is like no other town that I find in Florida. As a matter of fact, I would like to have a place there. And I was thinking, and I'm back and forth arguing because I'm not spending another winter like I have the last two. So do I go to Delray to Florida this winter and then every weekend go out and see the kids in California? How do I do that? Because there's a real appeal to Delray Beach. Anyway, that's the.
There is.
Let's go back.
Dustin is nice. I'm going to Key West in a couple of weeks for the first time. I'm really excited.
How are you going to do the program? Wait a minute.
I requested off months ago.
You did?
Do you need me to forward those emails again?
Nah, I remember. Well, Jennifer will be here.
Yeah, I was going to say the good news is everybody, we get Jennifer.
Jennifer Horn back again. All right, so let's go. Can we get to the Myrtle Beach thing here?
Sharks
are, we basically told the story. Don't go swimming off Myrtle Beach's coast.
And we've been talking about this before, too. There's so many different things with the animals in the news. There's shark attacks. There's alligator attacks.
Is that bear that was drunk?
One thing after another. Yeah. What was it, the Mad Honey?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Insert all the Yogi Bear jokes there.
Yeah. Yogi Bear. God love him. Do you love Yogi Bear? What's not to love about Yogi?
I like
Yogi.
Boo Boo.
He did?
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. Okay, let's see here. Speaking of sharks and biting off your foot, here's a partial foot that was found in Yellowstone Park in a pool. The natural pool, not a swimming pool.
Yeah, one of the hot springs, and their officials are saying foul play is not suspected.
How are you saying
that foul play? The foot was still inside the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other reports of anything else that might kind of coincide with this situation. How is that not a potential issue of foul play? What are those resources that made you decide that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The water in Abyss Pool in the West Thumb Geyser Basin, the southern part of Yellowstone, is 140 degrees. So it's not likely that there's anything in there that's alive. So if there was some kind of a... How old is this foot?
That's the question.
Probably not. Yeah. Well, anyway, they'll get to the bottom of it sooner or later.
They do believe foul the foot play came from a dead individual.
Yeah.
So there's no circumstances surrounding the death of the individual who is the owner of this foot.
Okay, I've got my feet. You got your feet? Both of our feet are firmly planted in the ground. The housing market. Those of you who are looking, I have a very good friend who's in the real estate business. And, well, I'm kind of in it now as a developer, but this guy is somebody who has his finger on the pulse. He sells most of the homes in this part of town. And he says things have slowed down, but there are more real estate agents who have made a whole lot of money in the last couple of years that now are getting upset because they say the housing market is so volatile. Hello, what do you expect in a recession?
Yeah.
Is there a recession? I don't know. Did somebody declare this was a recession? I guess it has all of the makings of a recession, but certainly not as serious as the one we had in 2010. Yeah, there's a slowdown going on. Prices are crazy. Mortgage rates are nuts. And so that's not good news for home sellers. It was a seller's market for quite a long time.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Now, you had good luck when it came to that. You sold your house.
Well, but this also happens every year as well, where in end of April through May and even early June, it is definitely a seller's market because you can get more money for your home because everybody is trying to get set up, especially families with kids, so that they can get their kids into the school system. Whereas the end of summer, end of July, August, September, it's more of the buyer's market because all of the homes drop in price because there's less people trying to buy at that given time.
Yeah.
And that happens every year.
Yep. Sure does. Now, you might be able, if you're in tough straits, you want to buy an electric car, you can get some tax credits for that. That'll help out your cash flow a little bit. But be advised, please, as Nick Miles, our auto expert, has said on this program any number of times over the last 4 or 5 months, especially since this new law has been passed in the last month or so, there are going to be a lot of credits for cars made in America. I say, hip, hip, hooray, it's about time. This is something that Biden, whether it isn't really Biden, Manchin and the Democrats and I don't know, whoever put this together. There's a lot of pork, there's a lot of BS in this bill. But one good thing is that we are supporting American workers, American companies, and American-built cars. So if you don't like my son and I were talking about this yesterday, we're going through my friend, the car dealer, to get him a couple of cars for the family out there. And they're going to get, as residents of California, who make less than $300,000 a year, they will get a $10,000 tax credit off of their tax returns. I think they're just a little bit below it, but that's the threshold. Make less than $300,000 in California. And this is pretty much what's going to happen around the country. So you don't think this is going to boom the billing of cars? It's okay if you want to drive a car. The infrastructure is not there to protect you, and I'll talk a little more about that after I clear the horse out of my throat right after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than
than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo!
You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really...
It's always creepy to hear that.
Just a little bit.
47 past the hour. Okay, so... The top economic advisor in the White House is trying to explain the key tax credits that are intended to accelerate production of electric vehicles in our country and purchasing of them. The Inflation Reduction Act has all, this is the crazy thing, I mean, all this stuff, drug prices are, why should there be a thing addressing drug prices and the same thing that pushes electric cars? You
want to
try to?
They don't want things to pass. Whenever they tie stuff like this together,
tie it up. But they got this one through. $7,500 tax credit. Generally speaking, if you buy a new car made in America that's electric, if it's used, it's $4,000. If you're in California, you get another $2,500. So here we go. The car makers who have there's always a problem with car makers. Okay, so we've given you this on a silver platter. Boys and girls, those of you who run General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford, here you go. Your stuff's made in America. Everything, this will incentivize bringing production back to America because the cars have to be made in America by an American company. All right, so anyway, and I guess the exception is Chrysler because Chrysler is foreign owned. But this still is one of the big three. So the tax credit, this is also something that's, if you buy batteries for cars that are produced in the United States, all of this stuff, National Economic Council director says, we think, quote, that it's appropriate because we want across time to provide a strong incentive for us to have supply chains that we can control in our country. Hello, duh. I told you the story last week about one of my Range Rovers, I think, didn't I, Jay? I have one of them has a problem with a fuel sensor that's a chip that costs $1,000. And you can't find them anyplace. Nobody, my car has been sitting at the garage for 3.5 weeks. And it can't be used because...
That makes sense. But also, how many Range Rovers do you have? That's been my takeaway.
Oh, is that your takeaway? Okay.
But the chips issue is the fact that it's still going on.
Yeah.
Just seems like it should have been caught up by now.
Yes. You'd think that would be the case. I'm for thinking that way. It's 10 before the hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. but for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
High hopes. Fine, where's the money pit? Money pit's in your home. That's where your money pit is. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the weekend show The Money Pit with Leslie Segretti. She keeps him in line, kind of like Jake keeps me in line. You know, you got once in a while, Tommy goes off on a toot. And so we've got to rein him back in again a little bit. I have to do that here. It's a big job. Somebody's got to do it. Yes, exactly. All right, here's listener Carolyn, who has installed a one-piece tub shower in their basement. Does the tub have a linoleum floor? Or the basement has, I guess that's what it is.
Yep.
Right? The linoleum is rolling up where it meets the tub. Why would that be, and how do they fix it, Tommy?
That's a really common problem with sheet flooring, you know, vinyl flooring, or I doubt you put in linoleum. That's what everybody calls a sheet floor these days. But it's very common.
It's roll out, right? It's kind of a roll.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it's very difficult to seal the edge against something like a tub where you got a lot of moisture and a lot of movement, because the floor typically, you know, unless it's really framed well, it's going to be soft there, so you step on it, it goes down a little bit, it stretches the joint between the flooring and the floor, and so that's the kind of area where you're never going to keep it down by gluing it. So what I would do is I would use molding on top of that, but not just any molding. I would use the PVC molding because it's not going to rot. So
it's not going to rust because some of it's metal. So the metal would rust and the wood would rot, right? So you use PVC.
Well, yeah.
PVC
makes perfect sense, right?
Nothing but sense.
It's cellular PVC, so it's structural like wood. You can cut it and sand it and stuff. But just a PVC quarter-round molding, Carolyn, that'll tighten that up, and it'll never move again.
Okay, I'm getting to the heart of the broadcast today. You have a problem, neighbor? Here's a way to fix it. Pull a plug on whatever it is. We can pull a plug in all the electric, right? You can maybe drill a hole in their water line.
Yeah, you can. You're talking about the latest Money Pit podcast in
yes.
which we talk about a survey of the most annoying neighbor habits. And, of course, noise is number
good.
One. But
yeah.
But I think some of the other top 20 beefs were funny. Being nosy, unkept landscaping, overflowing garbage, and this last one gets me. Yes, being overly nice peaked as another annoying habit.
Really? Oh, come on, get a life. All right, so that's in the Money Pit podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. Okay, so now back to real home improvement questions at the newsletter, the moneypit.com/newsletter, as ways to keep ticks at bay. Ticks, I often wonder about tick repellents because some of them are so nasty.
Yeah.
For dogs, it's really, you got to be careful. So what did you find?
I don't doubt that. So we provide a formula, a recipe, if you will, for a natural, well, somewhat natural.
Does it include lemon?
I hesitate to use that word because one of the ingredients is vodka.
Oh!
You can use 2 ounces of vodka or 2 ounces of witch hazel, an ounce of water, and 20 drops of an essential oil. That's really it. It's as simple as that.
Really?
That little spray bottle. And it's probably a lot better for you than...
You spray it on the dog. You're not. You shouldn't have a collar on. Just spray it on the surface of the dog's
yeah,
skin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so I have all those things downstairs. I think I'll do that. I just pulled a... I haven't had as many ticks on Daisy this year because it's so dry.
The ticks
don't survive with the drought. They will survive.
I think the same thing applies to mosquitoes. We haven't had as many mosquitoes.
Yeah.
It's been dry.
Right. All right, let's get to Mike in Texas who says he has smoke detectors that are 10 years old.
Right.
They still work when he pushes the test button, but do they need to be upgraded? Why, if they work, do you have to upgrade them?
Well, absolutely, because the thing is, the smoke detectors are always testing the air, so they're always on. They don't just work when they alert, right? They're mm-hmm. always operational, and if they're more than 5 years old, I recommend you replace them. Unless it's the newer ones that are actually rated for 10 years, but 5 years is the life of a smoke detector. And the technology has changed. Today you want to use dual detectors that senses a smoky fire and also a flaming fire. There's different types of sensors associated with that.
So what does it say that I have unplugged all of the fire detectors in my house?
That would be very foolish, sir.
Really?
Very foolish.
Every time I sage my house, you know what saging is?
No.
Around and take, well, sage is it's sort of like hemp. You burn it to get rid of the bad spirits, the bad energy, the bad ga-ga-goo-ga.
Okay.
And so I do that from time to time, and as I do it, it sets off all the smoke alarms. So
you create smoke, and detectors go off. Go figure.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, just like a smoke in the kitchen, make sure you just plug them back in when you're done.
59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.